Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of our leaders, Bez Hashem, every other Tuesday. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners who will be joining the shiur. The series of shiurim has been sponsored by Rabbi Yitzchak Saflis of Bad and Line Marketing Group, and his family is a schus for them, for the listeners in Gantz Kala Yisrael. It's been a while since the last shiur from before Tisha B'Av, before Ben Azmanim. I thought perhaps we'd get in one more shiur, but with Tisha B'Av preparations and Baruch Hashem, a simcha in our family, right before Tisha B'Av, my son Chaim became a chassan, so things were a little bit thrown off, but Baruch Hashem, we are now, Bez Hashem, back, Beis Elul, Tavshin Pehei, with our shiurim. So we're still in the Rishonim that we've done for the last number of Gedolim. We did the Yad Ramah last time, the Meiri before that, before that, the Teshbats, etc. And now we are going to learn about Rabbeinu Zrachya HaLevi, known as the Raza, or better known as the Baal HaMa'ar. So, in the Hakdama to the Ra'ah, to his Sefer Bedek HaBayis, Rabbi Aaron HaLevi, so he writes, Amar Aaron HaLevi, Ben Reb Yosef, Ben Reb Ben Vinisti, Ben Reb Yosef. Now, at this point, when you're reading the Akdama to the Ra'ah, it goes straight to Ben Reb Zerachya, Ben Reb Shem Tov HaLevi. However, the Chidon Shem HaGedolim on the entry of the Ra'ah, who he writes, Nichdoi Shal HaRaza, the Ra'ah, Reb Aaron HaLevi, was a grandchild of the Baal HaMa'ar, Reb Zerachya HaLevi. He writes, Tzarech Loimar, you have to put in, there's something missing here from his Shalsheles. In other words, it says Ben Reb Ben Avisti, Ben Reb Yosef, then it should say Ben Reb Zrachya, which is the Baal HaMa'ar, Ben Reb Yitzchak, his father, Ben Reb Zrachya, his grandfather, Ben Reb Shem Tov HaLevi. So our Rabbeinu Zrachya, the Baal HaMa'ar, is Ben Reb Yitzchak, Ben Reb Zrachya, Ben Reb Shem Tov HaLevi. The Ra'ah is not just a grandson, so he was Aaron Ben Reb Yosef, Ben Reb Avisti, is a grandson, a great grandson, a great great grandson of the Baal HaMa'ar. The Mishpacha's name was Yitzhari. Like it says in Akdam, the Sefer Hamar, Li Yitzhari Zrachya. He refers to himself in like a poem there. And also in one of his, he wrote some piyutim, shirim, he calls them songs. He writes, Ma'ar Zarach Lizrachya Ben Yitzchak Haroish HaYitzhari. The Ma'ar was the sun, or the illumination, was shining for Zrachya ben Yitzchak HaRoish HaYitzhari. In his Sefer Divrei Rivois, which is, as we'll see later in the shir, is letters between him and the Ravid on the Sugyam of Mitzia. So the Ravid seemed to have tainted on the Baal HaMa'ar that he was acting a little too haughty. So he was miskoa. So the Baal HaMa'ar writes to him, Vasher chashavteli kimis halel, and this that you consider me like someone who's praising himself, you should know, ani ben talmid chacham, ani, I'm the son of a talmid chacham, uben minoy, and I'm also the grandson of a talmid chacham, veineni kelagin amikashkesh, I'm not like lagin amikashkesh, that's based on a gemara above Mitzia Pehe Amid Beis that it talks about over there, istra belagin kishkesh, if you have one coin in a container, it knocks around a lot. It means it's an empty container. So he says, I'm not like that. My father's a Talmid Chacham, my grandfather was a Talmid Chacham. So these were Chachamim. Now the Ravid in the Sefer Kosaf Shom, which is actually his Hasagos and the Baal HaMa'ar, which is on the side of the rift there, Hasagos HaRavid, but it was originally printed as Sefer Kosaf Shom. It's written over there. It means every piece started, it's written over there in the Baal HaMa'ar, and this is my Taina. So the Ravid, this is in Rosh Hashanah Yud Amud Beis in the Dafi HaRif, and over there the Baal HaMa'ar brought a Raya from something that he saw when he was young, Mialdusai. And the lashon of the Baal HaMa'ar is Kiyarisi bialdusi alatzibur misbal mamusafim tznegiah Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Musaf, we know, regular Yontif Musaf has 7 brachas. Rosh Hashanah Musaf has 9 brachas. And there's a shaila in the Gemara and the Rishayim, had a paskin, who davens those 9 brachas? Is it just the Shliach Tzibur, or is it all of the Tzibur as well? So the Baal HaMa'ar writes, I saw that when bialdusi, when I was young, the Kalat Tzibur Mispal Musafim Sheva, all of the Tzibur davened 7, and only the Shliach Tzibur davened all 9, adding in Zechrinus and Shoifras. And they did that minig based on the yeshiva of the Ga'inim. And also you find this in the Maritz Ben Geyos. But says the Balamar that nowadays everything went back. When I was young, I saw it that way. Now I see everybody, even the Tzibur, davens nine brachas like we do. So on that writes the Ravid, this raya that he brought from when he was young, uvis kenusa, then when he got older, nishtana haminik, things changed. You should know, ashino yahime oviv yotza. You should know the reason why, when he was young, things were different. That already was a change that came from his father. Shashino haminog beiroi, he changed the minig in his city. Al derech harav ibn geos, like the Ritz ben geos. That's what he said before. V'chein tips of Ritz ben geos. Afal b'shuli haya moida by sedaver. But says the Rabbi, but if you look in the Ritz ben geos, he doesn't even he brings it, but he doesn't hold that you should do that. I don't even know what this means, but he says his father, meaning the Balamar's father, who made the Shinoi, he wanted to make a gather in strange things, Na'orim, with young ones, Rishainim, B'nai Torah, people who are B'nai Torah, B'in Higam, Kirats, and Ruchai, and he led them the way he wanted. And then Anshe Torah came there. Now, it could be what he means to say is that the people were Na'arim and Shein B'nai Torah. I'm not sure exactly what he means, and what exactly the gedder he wanted to make was, but he says the Ravid, then Anoshim B'nai Torah came, and they were not happy with these Minhagim Azarim, V'chziru Hamaisel Amitel Minhagim, and they put things back to its regular Minhag, which is, everyone should say, the nine brachas. So that is the what the Ravid was saying, about the Balamar's father, but you do see that the Balamar's father did have some strength to change a minig in his city. For whatever reason, the Rava didn't like it, but he did have a strength to change the minig in his city. So he was an Adam Chashev. We'll see later in the shir what the Rava continues from this piece here. Now, in Bava Metzia, Samachayam and Aleph in the Dafi Arif, the Balamar brings V'chein Kosev Avamari B'Megillas HaNechama. It seems he wrote a sefer called Megillas HaNechama, his father. Bava Metzia, Dalet Amud Aleph. Whenever I'm going to quote a Daf in the Balamar, it's going to be in the Dafi Arif. In Dalet Amud Aleph, Bava Metzia brings a Maso Matan, a discussion between Mer Moshe ben Yosef in Arvayna, who is his, actually, as we'll see, the Balamar's Rebbe Muvuk. And he writes, Mashiach Shal Abimari, that my father, Nun Reish Vav, his father was still alive at the time, my father asked Reb Moshe ben Reb Yosef. And Shavuos Lamed Amud Beis, he says, Vapirish HaKosavti, Kibalti Mi Abimari, the Pirish that I wrote, it was Mekabel from my father, Vabimari, and my father was Mekabel, Merav, Godul, Amuvik, Bedoiro, Zecher, Shneim, Levracha, Ulechayim, Mabot, at that point his father was Nifter already. The Magen Avos from the Meiri, which you've quoted so many times, and especially for this piece about Kel Melech Neman, do you say it or not? The Ramban in the beginning of Brachas, and we mentioned this numerous times from this tumult of Kel Melech Neman and the Magen Avos of the Meiri. So he writes there, Ubimei Rav Reb Zrachia Levi, then the days of Reb Zrachia, Sheyotza Bebacharusa Meir Girona. Now, why am I bringing this? I'm just bringing, we'll see about this a little bit more later, but I'm just saying here, you see the Meiri is telling us, where was the Balamar born? So the Miri says that when the Balamar was young, he left his city, Gironda, he calls it Girona, in northeast Spain, the city of Girona. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban, in later times, a little bit later than that, we've come across the city many times. So it seems that he was born and even grew up in his younger years in Spain, in Girona. Now, the Sefer HaManig, in the halachas of a minyan davening with 10 people for Shemin Esrei, he calls him a Rav Reb Zrachia Levi mi Girona. Sefer HaManig is more from France, from Provencia, and he calls him a Rav Reb Zrachia Levi mi Girona, Shamati. I heard from him, and just an interesting halacha, I'm just bringing it to show again, he's referred to as Reb Zrachia Levi from Girona, because that's where he originally was from, but he says, you know, there's a halacha, you need a minyan. So, could you be mitzar for katan? The Gemara has such a shayla. So, he says, I heard from Reb Zrachia Levi that he was matur to use two children to be mitzar of them to a minyan for tefillah. Vahim medaktek, and the Balamar was medakbe, because the Gemara says, oisin oisam snifim la asara. You make them as snifim, as like add-ons to the ten. So it says snifin alashan rabim, says the Balamar, mashma shnei snifin. Sounds like he used two of them, so he could even use two children for a bimitzarif to make a minyan. What year he was born is not clear. They're Meshayer, about 1130. The year 1130. Others bring rayas from different things, maybe even earlier, maybe even 1115. But early 1100s is when the Balamar was born in Girona. Now, in the Sefer Divrei Rivois that we quoted before, in back and forth from the Ravid, he writes, "Vani zocher, and I remember kishayisi ben Esrim, when I was 20 years old, kasafti bem, I wrote about this lifnei harav Avram Zal, in front of Rabbi Avram, v'hoide l'dvar, and he agreed to me." Now this Rabbi Avram is Rabbi Avram ben Yitzchak Av Bezdin, Rav Av Bezdin, the Eshkel, the father-in-law of, if you remember, we had Shurim on a Ravid Arishay, a Ravid Asheni, a Ravid Ashlishi. So This is the Ravid Hasheni, which is the Bala Eshkol, the father-in-law of the Ravid who wrote the Hasagas on the Rambam, the father-in-law of the Ravid who is the Hasagas on the Bala Amar, the father-in-law of the Ravid who is the Divrei Rivois. This is Rabbi Avram Av Bezdin. So he writes that I was 20 years old, and I wrote in front of him, and he agreed to me. And this is brought in Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Amad Aleph, I think. Lamed Amud Beis, maybe. He says, "I saw in the Pirush of Rabbi Yosi Alevi, Uvi Yaldusi Igati, and when I was young, I already made a correction there. Umixas Chaveri Cholkolai, and some of my friends argue with me, K'moshu Tzrachti Lishalov Lifnei HaRav Avram Zal, that I had to ask in front of Rabbi Avram. It is very possible that we brought this in the Shir on the Eshkol, this piece. It sounds familiar to me. V'samach V'hoide L'dvar, and he was happy and he agreed to me. V'igiyo Atam Azeh B'Pirush HaKosh HaNazeh, and he corrected it in his Pirush as well, the way I corrected it." So this was him at 20 years old. He was already in Narvona by Rabbi Avram Av Bezdin, by the Ravid Hasheni, and he said this Torah in front of him. So that's by the age of 20. Now, from Girona, which is northeast Spain, you just follow the coast up north, about 150 kilometers to Narbona in France, and that's where he was. So we assume that he was about 19 years old in that neighborhood. It could have been earlier, but that he left Girona and he went up to France, to Narbona, and he was there by the Ravid. In the Psicha to the Sefer Hamor, or Sefer Hamoiris is called, the Hamor, his Sefer, that's why it's called the Bala Amar, there is a shir, like a song, like a piyut, of Psicha. And it says over there, Kishehizchel HaChibur Hazayim Mechabra Menteisha Eseshana, it says when he started this Chibur, he was 19 years old. The assumption everybody assumes is referring to the Sefer of the Sefer Hamor. So the Bala Amar, everyone says, was 19 years old when he wrote his Sefer. However, it seems clear that it's a mistake. That shir was actually the preface to an earlier Sefer that he wrote called Hilchas Shechita B'diko Treifas, not to the Bala Amar itself. So, but he did write a Sefer when he was 19 years old. Over there in that piyut, you could go through it, it's a number of stanzas, but he writes in it, V'leitema zirin shnai, don't say my years are young, uvitzirin, and small, begin dimin esrin bitzira lo shasa, because I'm less than 21 year. So you see, that's how we know that he wrote this when he was 19 years old. There's also an addition there afterwards from his father, also like a few stanzas of a poem about how great his son is. In Narvona, we know that he must have been learning in the Mechitza of the Ravid Hasheni, Rabbi Avram ben Yitzchak Av Bezdin, but he doesn't refer to him as his Rabbi Muvuk. His Rabbi Muvuk he refers to, as we mentioned before, Rabbi Moshe ben Rabbi Yosef. We mentioned him in other shiurim as well. In Chulin Nutes Amar Aleph, Zudas Rabbi Moshe ben Rabbi Yosef Zal, Bu Arav HaMuvuk Shalonu, he's our Rabbi Muvuk, V'alav Hayinu Samechim Mipnei Shadas She... and we rely on him because the way he says the Mishnah and all the Gemaras, everything is very clear, exactly the way he says it. In Gittin Tezayin Amabez, Vishal Mimeni Ochi Brachya, he had a brother named Rav Brachya, Halevi, who asked me, Hada Kasav, Harav Moshe Rabbi Yosef Zal, Eini Mevin Tamen B'Terutza, his brother said, I don't understand what Rav Moshe Ben Yosef saying. It seems to me we mentioned this once before as well in the share. Please, I'm asking you, his brother's asking him to explain the teretz of the Rebbe. And this is the answer, says the Bala Amar that answered him. We rely on him because we drank from his waters. So it sounds like his brother Abrachia also was a Talmud of Moshe Rabbi Yosef. V'yashavnu b'tzlalo v'istafinu by love, and we were in his tents. Ashetarachti v'yanti b'dover k'vikaychi, says the Balamar, until I was matriach myself, and I'm eyeing it in his words, or in the thing, in this inyan, k'vikaychi. So that is in Narvona. Now, in the Magen Avos from the Meiri before that, he said that when he was young, he left Girona. And it says over there, he continues, the Meiri, V'zocha lilmaid b'migdal lunil. And he was zeichet to learn in Migdal lunil, v'amachan zman rav. We've talked about the Chachmei lunil. Lunil is about 120 kilometers north of Narvona, keep it going north. It's close to Montpellier, which is Hahar, Rebbe Rami Nahar. We mentioned that a few times, the Har. So it's very close to that in that area. We've talked about the Chachmei Lunil before. It's not clear when he got to Lunil, but according to the Miri, he was there as Man Rav. He was there a long time, so it's Mistaber. When he was younger, he still came to Lunil. And in fact, there's a shir that he wrote. Now, this shir was printed at the end of the Asagas that he wrote on the Bala Nefesh La'arayvid. However, there's no connection to the Sefer. A lot of times the printers would take some of his shirim and put it in the Sfarim, but they're not naturally connected. So there it sounds like that he was young, and he was writing to himself to be careful when he comes to Lunil not to get them angry. I'm not 100% sure what it was about. He says that he should be careful about getting angry, and he says he should be like pleasant. Lifnei sarim sari kodesh, in front of these holy sarim officers, v'arech negda mishmanecha, when you lay out in front of them from your Torah, shoychin migdal yerchoncha, yerchonech, those who reside in the castle of Yarchon. So Lunil is a moon, and Yerach is a moon. So that's why they go together here. He calls it Migdal Yarchanchech, is referring to the Migdal of Lunil. Muveinem yitin chencha, and he's hoping that in their eyes Hashem will give chen. Ha'imrim chadash yencha, those who are going to say that your wine is new, berais chadash kankanecha, when they see a new barrel, hein tzar li amimata, you're young, l'chachma zakin inecha, but you have the chachmas of elders. So it sounds like he's sort of like being mechazik himself as a preface, that he's going there as a young person to present himself, and he's hoping that they'll be mekabel him even though he's young. In Akdama to the Sefer Hamar, he refers to himself as Li Yitzhari Zrachia, like we mentioned before, Yitzhari Zrachia, B'migdal Yarchi Chibroi. In Migdal Yarchi, he composed this Sefer Hamar, like we said before. It wasn't when he was 19 in Girona, this was later. L'zois ma'ar shemaykara, that's why he calls it ma'ar. L'ois bavur hizkir shmai v'shem mekaymai. So we're going to see later in the actual Akdama to Bala Amar, he says a different reason. But here in this shir, he says, he called it ma'ar, it represents his name, Zrachia is shining, Amar is shining, and the shame of the place is Lunil, or Yareach, which is also a shining, the moon, which shines. So the Mar represents the Sefer. And that's what the Chida also writes, V'kara Sefer Mar, Remesh Moi V'Shem Ira. Now, what's interesting to me, I don't know, maybe someone could be Mar, me, could tell me the Pshat, why he keeps on calling the Migdal, like the Tower of Lunil. It's interesting, Rav Shmuel Ibn Tabun, he actually calls it Bikas, the valley of Lunil. So I'm not exactly sure what, unless it just means a castle because it was a place of Tyra. I'm not 100% sure. I didn't see anyone really explain it. In Pesachim Ayin Dalid, he writes, Amad Aleph, V'chein Yira Halacha Yotza, he says, a Hayra went out from this place, he's writing the Balamar here, Minamok Mazeh, Uvihi Migdal Unil, Marbitz Taira, it's a fortress of Taira. Maybe that's why he calls it Migdal, because it's a fortress of Taira, Lavdafka, any special castle. I'm not sure. Now, by Dazar and Gimel Beis, he writes, Ukshabasi Lunil, when I came to Lunil, Risi Sefer Echad Shabbat Mever Layam, I saw one Sefer that came from the sea, overseas, by Yakasuba Iksav Yad Echamitamida Rav Zabaloshan Arvi, Miktav, Shepirshu came to Saifiyam Shabbeinu Chazmer Psaksa. He said, I saw a ksav yad from one of the Talmidim of the Rif that was written in Arabic. And in it he writes, Beferish, that the Rif was Chayzer from this Psak, whatever is Nagel over there, in Avodah Zarah and Gimel, Besaif Yamav. Being from Svarad, he seems he knew Arabic as well. In Uchas Shreifus, Nagel to a Rea, a lung that's close to the daifen of the inner cavity of the wall of the animal. So he writes over there Chiddush Lekula, and then he writes, and this is in his sefer in Hilchos Shechita Bedika Treifus. So he writes over there Vani Yeresi Loimer Davar Zeh, and I was afraid to say this Kula Achavasi Lamakam Atayva Chasidus Migdalunil till I came to the Malcolm of Tyron Chasidus, Umatsasi, and I found Matsasim Shayuchaivdim Beverush Muzu, that they were handling this sugya. Umitaychach, he says, because of that, Hitzesi Dvarei Lefonei Acham Yucha Migdoile Haaretz, I said my Chiddush in front of one of the Gedoile Haaretz, Vachachamel, Vachasidel, Vereisi Beferush Noitach or Dvarei, and I saw that he listened to me, Umoida Lemes, he was Moida to me. And he says, "V'chei mixas chachmi yeshivas," and also some of the chachmi yeshivas agreed to me. Elashem toivsim biyadim derachumra chamakim. Alamaitse, even though they agreed to me lekula, but they always go lechumra everywhere. V'chel shekain shloy l'shanis haminig, especially not to change the minig. The minig was lechumra. V'gamani eni mora lases. And he says, even though I hold like this, but I also don't want to change the minig. Shani avdei ba'atzmi shani sheini roy lekach. He says, I know that I'm not roy to change such a minig and to paskin like this. K'mayshamar achacham, like a chacham, he writes this, like a chacham says, ha'pri agadol sharisi min achachma. He says, the greatest fruit that I collected from chachma, from wisdom, is sheini yadea, is when I know that I don't know. So he says, that's the greatest chachma, is to know that you don't know, and I know that I don't know. He says, but even though I know that I don't want to paskin and change the minug, I'm not afraid to say my chidushim in front of gedolim v'chachamim mimenu, and if I make a mistake, they'll explain it to me. And at the end he says, therefore, anyone who judges me l'kav schus, Hashem should be dan him l'kav schus as well. Now, if you look in Chulin Yud Beis Amud Beis, he brings this psak, this halacha, this whole story, and he writes Levi Shenagu, since the meaning is the chumra, Yareisi Lamer Dover Zel BeYaldusi. When I was young, I was afraid to say this. V'chein. Now, if you look in the Balamar there, it says V'chein Matzasi B'Chiber Hilchus Bedika. I didn't see that, like in the Oiz V'Hadda, they corrected it, but I saw brought down in one of the Toldos, I think from the Mois of Rav Kook or one of them. They say it should say v'chein kasavti b'chibur hilchus bedika, because he brings an exact quote from his sefer that we just quoted. And he ends it, and the end he says zenusach mashik kasavnu b'chiburenu. This is what we wrote in our chibur. Meisheirenu lefarsim adavar shenuagu b'yisr, because we're afraid to publicize what the olam was noyeg in iser. Achar kach, and then, but then in the Balamar here he says, but afterwards, Reisi b'tshuvas Rabbi Yaakov Zal, I saw in the tshuvas Rabbi Yaakov Zal, this is Rabbeinu Tam, in Sefer HaYosher, Sheheshi b'seif yom l'chach Marsail, that he answered at the end of his life, and he was Mekel also. B'davar baruhu b'ein lachush elu divar harav Zal, that this is what the Rabbeinu Tam wrote, that you don't have to be chayshish. Ovechalzai says the Balamar, even though I saw Rabbeinu Tam says loy malanu libeinu l'shanis haminug shenuagu, still I don't want to change the minug, like it says in Psachim Aishana adam v'nei hamachleikus. We're not going to change the kula v'pnei hamachleikus in this type of thing. Now in Lunil, who did he have a connection with? In Nakdama to the Sefer Hashlama, Rabbeinu Meshulam writes v'neini meidia l'chol kairei sifrei zeh. If I'm telling anyone who's reading the Sefer, Ki dvarim rabim ani hoylech v'derech harav balamor, many things I go in the way of the balamor, loiki goinev es dvarav, not because I'm stealing his words, Raki kein ki balti me'abamorizal, I was mekabel from my father, Ramoisha ben Yehuda was his father, from the gedolim of Lunil, uvidvarim rabim ani tamal dvarav. And there are a lot of things that I'm metame on the words of the balamor, Asher kibaltim ganke ma'abamor izal. That's what my father also told me, that these are shvera things from the Balamar. Ki gam heima b'chayeyem pa'amim nechleku b'migdal uniel mirbat ha'toyra. He says many times they argued in, or they argued in Migdal uniel, the fortress of Toyra, u'pa'amim hushvu, and a lot of times they agreed. So memela, so clearly he handled with Reb Moshe ben Rabbi Yehuda, the father of Rabbeinu Meshulam, the author of the Sefer HaShlama. In Lunil, he also had a connection with Rabbi Yehuda. Ibn Tibun. Rebbe Ibn Tibun is from the great translators, Metargamim. He translated the Chayvus Halavavus. We mentioned then, and others as well, from Arabic to Lashon HaKodesh. And in his Sava, Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Tibun writes, he was he was smarter than me. But from the day he knew me, the day we connected, like Kasav, he didn't write, and he didn't make any piyutim or songs, lishlech, lishum adam, to send to anyone, they didn't show me before. This was his business, so to speak. This was his miktsaya of knowing how to write. Before he sent it out, he always showed it to me. And many of his letters to his brother, he showed it to me even before he sent them. Now it's interesting. If you look in the Beis HaBechira to the Meiri in Erevin, in Rav Hirschler's Madura, page Reish Tzadi Gimel, there's a footnote on the bottom, number 3. Mitoich Ksavyad, he writes. Now this is on the math cheshbainas over there. In Erevin, it's also in Sukkah. When I was preparing the shir on Sunday, I punked learned this Gemara in Sukkah as well, with the squares and the circles and the Dayana de Kesri over there, the Kesari. They said a mathematical cheshbin, which seems to be a big problem. It's long tights over there, how they make a mistake. So he says, Sharav Balamar Tama Dayana de Kesari, Echev Shashitukokach, how they make such a mistake? Minispalpel Baze Machacham Rabbi Yehuda Tibun. And in the Ksavyat over there it says, and he was Mispalpel with the Chacham Rabbi Yehuda Tibun, so obviously he was a big mathematician as well. At Shehelu Techmasa Matashem Lizkais. They came out with a pshat, and that the Dayani de Kesari shouldn't be making such a blatant mistake. So it's very interesting that he handled with him as well in the mathematics. Now, so that's in Luniel. The Magen Avos, the Meiri, continues, as we mentioned before, after he was in Luniel's Manrav, the Chazar Valei Lisham, and then he returned to Girona, to there. Now, what is he saying over there? An interesting thing. This is, again, Negea to Kel Melech Neman, says the Meiri. It was not the minig of Svara to say Kel Melech Neman, it was the minig in France, in Narbona, in the Provence over there, to say it. So he writes, it was not the minig of Svara, Elo Sharazo, but the Balamor, Kisha Chazar, when he returned at the end of his life to Girona, to Spain, Vihinigsham Kolbane Akola Keminig Aretz Alazu. And there he brought the minig back from France to Girona, that they should all say Kel Melech Neman, Vinikva Bimachzereyam, Kederach Shem Kavua Machzarim Shalonu. And was put into their Machzarim, says the Meiri, like it's in our Machzarim here in Narbona, or in Provencia. Uvigiatar Ramban, when the Ramban, next generation in Girona, came, as we know, the Ramban, in the beginning over there in Brachas, was Metama, but Yaldusai, he asked the Rama about it. We mentioned that last time as well. So he saw that the Minig wasn't like that before that. Vishabachal Eretz Svara lo ya'imri moisai, and in Svara they didn't say it in the whole land of Svara. He was very bothered by it. Now, this is interesting. The Meiri throws in the following, which Arishan bothers me. He says, besides that the Ramban was also the Baal Machlokusai, he argued with the Raza, umagi al Svara, and he wrote Hagoyes on his Sefer Baal Amar, Achechiber Sefer Nichba Nikra Sefer Mochamis. I don't know why the Meiri threw that in. Ke'ilu, there was something else involved here, like that the Ramban always argued with the Baal Amar. So that's another thing to argue with the Baal Amar about. V'nisbatel pi Arab, so it was nisbatel based on the Ramban. V'nimchak min ha-machzarim, and in Sfarad, it was erased from the machzarim. So he returned to Girona at the end of his life. As we see, he brought Minhagen back with him to Sfarad. Now let's talk about his Sfarim. Hilchas Shechita Bedika, we mentioned before. He has a pirish on Masechta Kinim, which is actually, even though it says it's a pirish, it's actually a hasagas on the Ravid's pirish on the Masechta Kinim. He has a sefer called Pischei Nida, which is the hasagas on the Ravid's Balei Hanefesh. The Balei Hanefesh is the Ravid's Nida, Mikvais, and Taras HaMishpacha. These two svarim, the one on Masechta Kinim and Pischei Nida, were put together in a sefer called Besela HaMachloikas. The Sefer Hamar, and this is why he's known as the Baal Hamar. In his Akdama, he writes, He springs, Chazal, tell us, how do we know Talmidim that are sitting in front of the Rabbeim and they say a schus for an ani? How do you know you can't be keep quiet? Shenemar, Tamalemir, Dvar Sheker, Terchak. So if you have a problem in front, even in front of your Rabbi, you got to bring it up. This is how always was, says the Baal Amor. You have a problem, you bring it up. And he brings, just like the Chacham, Ibn Janach. Ibn Janach was Rabbi Yoina Ibn Janach, who wrote the Sefer HaSharashim, that Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Tabon, the first Sefer HaSharashim, he translated it into Lashon HaKodesh, but he writes, like the Chacham, Ibn Janach, Beishiv al Amor HaGadol al Dikta Rabbi Yehuda Zal. We might have mentioned this in the Shiurim on the Ravid Harishan, I think, if I remember correctly, the big Bali Diktuk in Sfarad, that he wrote about him, when he was asking on him, Hamazker Divrei HaFilosof, he mentioned the words of the philosopher Aristotle, Shehishev HaRabbi, that he had a kasha on his Rebbe Plato. V'amar, and he says, Ushneam Avenu, I love him. We're friends, both of us. But Achemus of Yosef, I love the truth even more. So the Baal Amor is bringing this b'shem Ibn Janach to say that the Iker is the Emes. So he says, that's why I'm asking Kashas on the Rif. He says, Achle Basi Ligraya Malas Hichazech, Chas V'Shalom, I'm not coming to detract from the godless of this person. Achlafli Lagdil Adra, to make him bigger and greater. And Yatzor Amar Rabbeinu HaRavagod HaMuvak Rabitzuk B'Rab Yaakov Alalochitz. You know what I, the young one, say about Rabbeinu, Rabitzchuk, the Baal Halachas, Ve'initzorch L'Harav B'Gadlusa V'Chachmas. I don't have to go in length into his greatness and his Chachma. Ki Yiglu L'Chal, everybody knows it. Ki Lo'inasa Chibar Yofa Kamayu B'Talmud. There was no such composition in the Gemara Me'achre Estimase, from the Stimas HaTalmud, there wasn't something like the Rif. Well, Cain, because there's such something so chashuv, chayv aleinu b'chol davar nichvod u'mufur l'chabdoi, anything that is bakavadik, anything that's honorable, we have to honor it. He says u'lekadshoi, and to sanctify it, u'lehalbinoi, but we have to, you know, be malbin it, we have to purify it, u'lebari, to clarify it, kivik ha'chainu. U'lezois, and therefore that's why he says, I wrote the Sefer. V'karasiv ma'ar, and I called him ma'ar, lohar eni ha'talmidim, number one, to enlighten the eyes of the talmidim. Uva and in it and Irish v'chayker, I delve into the riff. Pam soymech v'ezer. Sometimes I bring a riot to him. I help him. Pam kemeshiv v'shayver. Sometimes I ask. Sometimes I break. And he says I brought from other divrei chachamim as well. Sheroy ledaktik aleim, that we could to be medaktik in their words. In pirish mixas halachas chamurais barashi dvarim shekasafti bialdus. I also brought an explanation of some of the halachas chamurais that I wrote about when I was young. He says, I divide into two chalakim. The first chalak is Seder Nezikim and Noshim. And I call that Hamar HaGadol, the big luminary. Ki Dine Mamas Nikra Mikseya Gadol Batera. Why? Because Dine Mamas Nezikim is called Mikseya Gadol Batera. Like it says, Haroitze Sheyachim, someone who comes, wants to be smart, Yasek B'Dine Mamas, She Mikseya B'Tera Gadol Mehem Kishen Kemayin Avela, like a wellspring, a spring that's flowing. So therefore, the part that's on Nezikim and Noshim, I called Hamor HaGadol. The Chelek HaSheni, the second Chelek, is Seder Moed. And I also put with Seder Moed Masechta Brachos in the beginning and Shechita Schulin at the end. And I called it Hamor HaKatan, the small luminary. Why? Ki Mayad HaShem, because Mayadim is the Mayad HaShem. Al Pi Kiddush HaChodesh Hamor HaKatan. That is based on the moon and the sanctifying the Kiddush HaChodesh of the moon, which is the Mar HaKatan, the small Mar. B'samatzli b'chol zeh lasis k'vi koichi. Now, he writes some cryptic things here. He says, I worked very hard here to do my best. Ki koichi hanene v'amaducha. He told us hayamim, he says, I'm oppressed over here from things that were going on in the days, asher pogubi, that happened to me, hatzoris asher ridafuni, the tzoris that chased after me, v'gulguni, v'akiris asher mimamadai, and they rolled over me, v'tiltuni, and they made me move. So there are those historians who want to be medayik from here, that he had to run away, he was chased out of maybe Narvona, maybe out of Lunil, it's hard to know which one. Others say there's no such riots that anything like that ever happened. Again, I don't know. And he continues and he says, "Vani mashbia," and I make a shvua l'chomatike sifra. Anyone who copies over my sefer, then make sure that you copy over this psicha as well. and you don't throw it away. Kiminig matiki asvarim ba'artos ha'ela. He says, like the people who copy svarim in these places, they don't copy over the akdama, they just copy over the sefer. And anyone, he seems to be saying, anyone who sees my sefer is going to think that I had it out for the rif. Adarabba, bring my akdama, you'll see what I wrote here, the chashivas I have for the rif, and why I'm writing the sefer. Bavur tila leidil and akoisim in ha'ashma, everyone should know, and everyone should always have with my sefer the akdama, so that no one should have tainas on me. As we'll see, it didn't really work, but that's what he writes. The Divrei Rivois, that's another sefer we mentioned a few times already. That's his back and forth between him and the Ravid Ashlishi, Rav Balasogis, in the Sugya of Shtei Paris, Bava Mitzia Tzadiches Amad Beis, is 7 letters, 4 from the Balamar, 3 from the Ravid. In Bav Mitzia Nun Zayin Amad Beis, V'yesh Lanu B'inyin Hazeh B'sefer Divrei Rivois Dvar Maruchim U'muvoarim Im Shar Pirush Acherim Birushim Acherim V'Diktukim Shririm V'Chazokim Nechbodim U'Musukim Advar Matikim. So he says we have about this in our Sefer Divrei Rivois, very long words that we have with other Perushim and Diktukim that are strong and are beloved and are sweet. V'Advar Matikim, these are already old things. V'Vavas Olam and Omer Aleph Uchvar Ramaznu Alzeh B'Sefer Divrei Rivois. We already were meramis this in our Sefer Divrei Rivois. Then he wrote, after the Sefer HaMor, Sefer HaTzava. And it's 13 klalim in the Derech of the Gemara. And from those 13 klalim, he has hasagas on, more hasagas on the Rif. And he writes in Akdama, he says, Uchvar harinu behem miksas ha-sefer hanikramar. Some of these, we already were ma'ir a little bit in our Sefer called HaMor. He says, but these are more. So we're connecting this small sefer, Sefer HaTzava, to the Sefer HaMor. And he says, we called HaChibra HaKotan HaZeh Sefer HaTzava V'Hashem Nois Lelefi Inyonai. You know, like there's the moon, and then there's the Tzva HaShemayim, are all the stars. The stars, the Tzva comes along with the moon. So the Sefer HaMor is the bigger sefer, and this is the smaller sefer that comes along with it. That's why he calls it Sefer HaTzava. Now, those who have tainas and hasagas on the Baal HaMor on his sefer. So even though, like we said in the Akdama before, that he was misnatzel and he excused himself to the godless harif, however, many went out against the Baal HaMor with great sharpness and charifas. Bereisham the Ravid. The Ravid wrote his hasagas, which we said before is called Kosuv Sham. Now it's on the side of the page of the rif, because they all start off with Kosuv Sham. Now, it's not just tainas, as you see, he's very, very charif over there. In numerous places, he has tainas on him that he's saying things that don't belong to him. He's plagiarizing things. Like in Bey Agim Amid Bey, says the Ravid, Kula Mil Sadidi. This is all my stuff. Psachim Yagim Amid Bey, gone of whom ate. He stole it from me. Bey Aches Amid Baalev, Zemis Goa Bishal Acherim Punk, that's referring to Rabbeinu Tam. Now, see the sharpness. We mentioned before, we brought this the first time, that the Ravid was talking about that the Baal HaMor's father changed the minhagim in his city about the brachas of 7 or 9 on Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Hemshech, after he said that he changed it, he writes about the Baal HaMor, V'gam hu kam tachas aviv l'shanis dotzis ulachlev minhagas. And he's also trying to change a minhagim. V'yoyvad hu v'elev kayaytzebay. He should be destroyed and not one ice from the halachas, meaning from the rif, it's a very, very sharp lashonis that the Ravid had for him. In Sukkot Hasvava Mebeis, Kosuv Sham, V'yesh Mefarshim, the Baal HaMor brings that when it says that three hadasim ketumim, that the tops, Pasha means the taps are chopped off our kosher. So he says, Yesh Mefarshim, it doesn't mean the taps, it means on the bottom. So says the Ravid, Omer Avram, Achoshech Shmo Yehusa, when the darkness is covering over the name, V'lomakisa Miho HaMefarish, why is he covering over who the Yesh Mefarshim is? Ukvar Noidim Mikamashonim, it's already known for many years, Kaniho HaMefarish, I'm the Mefarish who said that. Ukvar Akol Mefurish Yofa Yofa B'chibur Hilchas Luv Shechibarti, we mentioned this in Shea on the Ravid, is Chibur Hilchas Luv, that he was Mechaber. And it's over there. Now the historians, that they now, from this, they bring a raya, because we know exactly when the Ravid wrote that chibur, and it says already, it's noyde mikama shanim, so they try to figure out when the Baal HaMor wrote his sefer, based on those years, based on this piece of information. Now there are those who said before that he was chased out of either Narvona, Some say it had to do with this vikuach here with the Ravid and the sharpness. Again, if it happened that he was actually chased out or not, the fact that the Ravid is very sharp is very clear. Like I said before, the Meiri, when he was bringing about the Kel Melech Neman, he said, Beprat, that the Ramban had Tainas Adam wrote a Sefer Mechames Hashem. Like, why is he bringing that in? It seems there was a lot of issues here that the Rishonim had with the Baal Amor. Now, like the Ramban in his, Ramban's like the next generation, the Sefer Mechames Hashem, in Akdama to Chelik Beis, which is Amar HaKatan, he writes this. He says, Chelik Beis is Tchuna Acheres. It has a different nature than Chelek Aleph. In other words, the Ramban is writing that my Hasagas called Mechemes Hashem and the Baal Amor, Chelek Aleph, I wrote differently than I'm writing now in Chelek Beis. Why? He says, because when Chelek Aleph kir sechuni yemein urim, when I was young, I was like fired up. I was boiling over. Esh ba'api, the kinasi l'rabbeinu agodol arif kinu gedoyle, and I went fire to stand up for the covet of the Rif. Now, he writes over there, the reason is, not only because of the Baal Amor, he says a lot of people were writing things about the Rif. They were mevatel so many things that there was almost nothing left that the Rif said that was correct. And then he writes, since most of the Baal Amor, it sounds like the Baal Amor, was miyuchin, and that was his sefer, so I went fire against the Baal Amor, and not only just defend the Rif, I went to ask on the Baal Amor and to slug up the Baal Amor in Nezikim and Noshim. But he says, and now I'm getting into Chelek Beis, I'm getting a little older, I have Charata, Chazarti, and I retracted. He says, it wasn't Lefi the covet of the Baal Amor the way I wrote. He is something, he's a cedar, strong, he's a chash of a person. He's like this Erez that was, covering over in our area. In other words, he resided here. He was Adam Gadol. He says, and it wasn't Bakovedik the way I wrote in the first Chelik. Chlein Nimnati, so in the second Chelik, in Seder Moyed, I held myself back. Meheshev al Rav, I'm not going to answer the Rav, he says, Zulasi Levakesh es Nirdav. I'm just trying to defend the Rif. I'm not going to go out against the Baal Amor and his Tainas and his, against him specifically, but I'm going to defend the Rif. Right, Zulayim Letaretz Divra Rabbeinu Hagadol. So you see that there was a Ruach against the Rif that everyone was coming to be very stark. And that's why we find when the Rishonim come with such charifas is because they felt there was something yisaidistic happening that they had to do it. We mentioned this other times in Shirim. And could be that's why the Rav is coming such a starker. The Mecha and the Ramban is coming such a starker. They felt like the Rif was being mamish thrown under the bus and there was to be no existence for it at all. But you see, the Ramban says as he got older, he felt a little bit bad that he went with such a starkeit, and Mamela he changed his tune, so to speak, and his Ruach in the second Chalak. It seems from the historians Mekubal that the Baal Amor was Nifter in about 1186. Now the Chida points out that Razoi in a Masker b'Sefer Amor l'Rambam, that the Baal Amor never mentions in his Sefer the Rambam. Whenever it says Rabbeinu Moshe, it's Rabbeinu Moshe ben Yosef. It's Kedai to know that, because most of us, when we learn, when it says Rabbeinu Moshe, we always think the Rambam. It's not the Rambam, it's Rabbeinu Moshe ben Rabbi Yosef. Now the Pashup Shah, why the Baal Amor didn't quote the Rambam Mishnah Torah, is because Mishnah Torah Pashtus came to Bravencia in about 1193. The Baal Amor was Nifter ready before that. So he didn't have the Mishnah Torah of the Rambam. That's the Pashup Shat. But the Chida continues and says, Reisi l'maram di lunjano be ois Torah. He says, I saw the maram di lunjano in his Sefer ois Torah that he brings a Nusach HaRambam Ksav Yad that the Baal Amor had, that the Raza had. So says the Chida, so if the Baal Amor had the Rambam, so why does he never bring him? He must have gotten at the end of his days after he already wrote the Sefer Hamar. That's when he got the Mishnah Torah of the Rambam, and therefore that's why he never brings it. However, the historians say that L'chayr, the dates don't shtim, because it only came in 1193, and he was ready Nifter in 1186. Unless you say that the Maram de Lunjano is a mistake, and it wasn't the Razoz, that's a possibility. Or you say that perhaps pieces of the Mishnah Torah came, maybe the full Sefer didn't come till later. The pieces did come, and he had a piece of it, but wasn't enough that he brought in the Sefer, but Tzarech Iyan. And just to hand off one thing in Tshuvas, Min HaShamayim, from Rabbi Yaakov, Mimar Marvayish, who was one of the Balei HaTosfos, the famous Sefer, that he asked Shailas Min HaShamayim, Tzimin Samach Aleph, and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah over there, so he asked the Shailas Min HaShamayim, and that Pshat in the Gemara, the Seimich on Rashi, or Seimich on the Razah, and they answered him, Mazeh Miharta Limtzai B'ni Zorach B'choyshach Arla Yisharim, which sounds like you go with Reb Zrachya, who shined in the Choyshach Arla Yisharim. So at least in that Machlaikas, it sounds like Min HaShamayim, they answered, to Paskin like the Balamar. This is, even though if you look over there in the new version of it, in the Haggais over there, they want to say different shot, that Mazeh Meharta Limtzai B'ni is Disha Paskin like Rashi. I wasn't sure exactly what they meant, anyone who has Ha'ara that way, but my understanding from when I saw it brought down was Pumfaker, Zarech B'choyshech Arla Yisharim, sounds like it's saying to the godless of Reb Zrachya, Halevi the Razah, known as the Balamar, Schusa Yogin Aleinu Ba'ko Yisrael, have a wonderful day everybody, and Kol Tov.